But here is my qualm. I just like to raise this to you, and you as journalists will try to analyze with me, and the people will understand. Liz is being headed by an appointee or someone appointed by the president, the executive. And they have said to us that we have 100,000 as our legislative project cost. And then within the 100,000, they have allotted to all of us, the legislatures, excluding the senators that got 150,000. Liz is asking that they take 10%, which is $10,000 from this 100,000 allotted for our project for their administrative costs. We think that this amount is too huge. 10,000 is huge to man us from 100,000 for the people. These people elected us. This is the only thing they hope to get to enjoy within the government. So if you take 10,000 out, it's left with 90,000. At the end of the day, they will say, Boto, they get 100,000. Boto, then they take 10,000. They say that got. It becomes misinterpreted, right? We don't want this to happen to us. We are appealing to the executive. We must collaborate. Now, someone will say, you want to ask questions? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still concerned about the 10,000 component of that money. Did they say why exactly they want to do that 10,000?
Sure, they are talking about administrative costs, paying the way of people to come do assessment, and then to be monitoring, to bring this, that, drawing, all those kind of things. Of course, I can justify to you to use even 25,000 for that money, if you just allow me to justify it.
Yeah.
But my point is that we shouldn't say transportation for Monrovia to come and do assessment of the project, or to do drawing, to do, the testing of the soil and all of those things, take 10,000. We are government. What we are suggesting is that leave the 10,000, let the executive use the other equipment that we have, the other vehicles that we buy for them to come and do the assessment, instead of taking 10,000 from each legislative project. If you multiply that, are millions of dollars going away.
I said from each lawmaker, if you multiply that, are millions of dollars.
Including the senators.
Yeah.
Including the senators. We oppose this. We think that the people's money must reach the people. We want this money to come to the people. And so let me go quickly to it. So we in our district, we don't want to be part of the decision-making of how we use this 100,000. We want to sit for the people, for the decision to come from bottom to the top. We don't want it from top to bottom. So the people have decided, and they have decided well in the interest of our citizens, that our legislative project go directly to Kolahun District. That is inclusive of Bukoha Clan and Tahama Clan. That makes up the Kolahun District. So in the Kolahun District, they have identified the road from Ayange. Do you know Ayange in Kolahun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go that road, you go all the way to